Hey, Chattanooga, this is Greeny for Mike and Mike. More Press Row continues now on Chattanooga Sports Leader. It's ESPN 105.1, The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1, The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greeson, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a fantastic Friday, and may we wish you the best of weekends. 648-1051. That's the number for the Hardee's hotline here on Press Row. Hardee's has steakhouse thick burgers, hand-breaded chicken tenders, natural-cut French fries, made-from-scratch biscuits, and other delicious options. Your local Hardee's restaurant is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hardee's, the official hotline sponsor here on Chattanooga Sports Leader, ESPN 105.1, The Zone. We're going to call an audible for this segment. We've been joined. It's a pleasure to be joined by six-time Pro Bowl quarterback, former Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb. Thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row. Donovan, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing fine, thanks. All right, let's talk. Let's get to the topic that has kind of dominated a lot of the NFL, the ratings. The ratings being down. A lot of people said it's because of the election. You've seen a spike the last couple of weeks, but there's been all sorts of things, as you've heard, Donovan, from quality of play, a gluttony of games. What do you think the reason has been for the ratings, and are you concerned in any way?
I am not concerned. Obviously, football is one that people anticipate happening during the off season. They enjoy it while it's going on. Ratings are down due to the performances of different teams that have happened in competition play over the season. But as you know, at this particular time of the season, this is when things begin to rev up a little bit because playoff play is right ahead for a lot of the different teams.
Can you talk about Tony Romo and just what, I mean, because you had a really long career. I know maybe the last year or two didn't end the way you wanted it to, but here's Tony Romo kind of going through something. I don't know, does it feel similar to what you went through? Kind of put yourself in what Tony Romo must be feeling right now.
Well, I mean, you know, the whole situation is we all get old and decisions are made. I mean, if it wasn't that, then possibly it could have been a decision that was made at the end of the year of if they were going to possibly trade him or cut him due to his contract. And yes, he's getting older. I mean, he's suffered some injuries over the last five seasons and hasn't played a full season somewhat. And so teams are looking to get younger and cheaper. And they finally found someone who the team has rallied behind. The chemistry is definitely flowing. We've seen how they played over the week. It's been quite impressive. And that's an easy segue for them to part ways with Tony Romo. So I understand what he's going through. I went through it in year 12 and 13. And it's tough to swallow because we all think we're invincible and we can play this game until pretty much we can't walk again. But, you know, things happen and you just have to be able to deal with it.
You know, one of those younger quarterbacks in the league right now is Marcus Mariota, just right up the road from us here in Chattanooga, up in Nashville. What are your thoughts of what Marcus, the AFC Player of the Month for November, what are your thoughts about him so far, his career?
I think he's proven that he's a Heisman Trophy winner. I think he's proven why he was the top two quarterbacks taken behind, you know, obviously Jameis Winston. And I think he's also proven that he's a franchise quarterback. The Tennessee Titans have a guy that they can build around for the next 10 years. And I think he's continued to improve. He's progressed. He's shown he can play from the pocket. He's very, very smart. He's a big-time leader, a quiet leader, but guys follow behind him. And I think he continue to open up eyes as we continue on because the Houston Texans haven't solidified that top pick as far as winning that division. I think the Tennessee Titans will be a sleeper. They'll find a way to get in, win that division, and be able to, cause some havoc in the playoffs.
You're listening to former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Donovan, we know you study a ton of tape and film, watching quarterbacks with your radio gig and your TV roles with ESPN. I'm curious, do you think you came along 15 years too late? I mean, you ran for 3,000 yards in this league. But when you came along, they put quarterbacks into systems rather than developing systems around quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, that's something they're still doing somewhat. Don't let the read option fool you. A lot of these coaches are stubborn. They're ego-driven. And they feel like their offense has worked no matter who they plug in there. Everybody is different. Everyone has a different skill set. Until you get a coach that sees the type of talent that he has, goes into the draft trying to build around his philosophy, and then be able to see the results later. I think we've seen just over the past decade of just coaches that have come in, for one, that did not have the experience on the collegiate level of being able to develop a quarterback, two, be able to build an offense around the talent that he's coming into and where the direction he's trying to go. And that's why you see it, some of these quarterbacks look like they can't play the game when they've been very successful in college. So until coaches understand that whole situation and come up with a game plan where it's best suited for both parties, we'll start to see some bad football and quarterback only start one or two seasons, and then they'll go back into the draft and draft a quarterback in the first round again.
David touched on it about the transition that you and the love-hate relationship you maybe have had in Philly. When you walk around now, how do the fans treat you in that city?
Well, they were great fans. I mean, there's always a handful of fans in every given city that call into talk radio, express their feelings, want to be the one who said that they didn't like one guy or want to hear themselves on the radio because their family's listening. I didn't get caught up in that whole deal. I've got a chance to talk and sit down with a lot of fans in the Philadelphia and South Jersey area, and they were true supporters of Donovan McNabb. And so, for me, I would approach the game just for them, for the excitement. We had a lot of success in Philly, and you look back on the decade that I played, we were one of three teams that were consistently winning if you look at with New England Patriots at the Indianapolis Colts.
Along those lines, if I said Andy Reid was the second best coach in the NFL, would you say true or false?
Well, you know me, I'm biased. So if you say second, you know, if you're not first, you're not last, as we've seen in that great movie.
Right.
So I would always put Andy first.
Well, he's not better than Belichick, Donovan.
What? I mean, I don't know anything about New England.
So, you're listening to former Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. This takes you back to your Syracuse days. Before you got to Syracuse, Syracuse had that undefeated season that ended in a Sugar Bowl tie against Auburn. Are Syracuse grads taught to hate Auburn?
Oh, no. Well, wait a minute. I mean, that was years before me. I mean, that was Don McPherson.
Oh, I know. I just didn't know by the time you got there if they were still feeling.
No, we don't dislike, you know, Auburn by any means. I mean, you know, obviously they didn't want to play us anymore after that. But, you know, the whole thing about it, that's college football. You know, what we're seeing now, with the four given teams that are being selected, I said they should have went with eight in the beginning and let that go for 5 to 7 years and then decrease it from there. But it's been pretty interesting. You know, we've seen two Heisman Trophy candidates go at it with Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota. You know, this year I'm sure we'll have Alabama and Jalen Hurts versus possibly Ohio State and JT Barrett. Then you can't discount if Michigan might make it. Back in there, but if Washington make it, you know, it's about Browning. And then from that point on, Deshaun Watson. So you're talking about four solid quarterbacks leading their collegiate team into the Final Four.
Donovan, obviously, Terrell Owens played his college ball here, and you two weren't the first to ever get in an argument on the sideline, but there was so much attention placed on it back in those days. What kind of relationship do you and T.O. have, and do y'all ever talk, and how do you look back at those days?
Well, I mean, let me apologize for him playing there. I'm sure that was quite interesting for all fans that had the chance to witness him play. We weren't the first to have arguments on the sideline. That's the game of football. Things happen. Have I talked to him? No. You know, good riddance to him. I hope things go well for him. He will probably be inducted into the Hall of Fame this year, and well-deservingly so. But, you know, he's continuing on with his life, and I'm doing the same with mine.
Donovan, when we have great guests on like you, we love to close with a rapid fire, just first things off the top of the head. Ready to play?
All right, let's bring it.
All right, today, what is your Super Bowl pairing? Who's meeting in Super Bowl 51?
Seattle versus the New England Patriots.
If you were Donovan McNabb, the GM, what one player in this league are you building your franchise around?
A young
right.
Brady.
Okay.
I know you've got to be kind of neutral from your in your media role, but could you deep down inside stomach the Dallas Cowboys winning the Super Bowl?
Yes. I mean, you know, I'm out of the game. I would love to see the Eagles win it before Dallas, but if that happens, I mean, that says a lot about Dak Prescott.
If I gave you a Rushmore of Syracuse athletes with Ernie Davis, Jim Brown, Derek Coleman, and Donovan McNabb, who is the most mad at me for being left off?
Well, I mean, you can't forget about Floyd Little, Lewis Orr, any of the Gates brothers from lacrosse. There are a lot of great players that were on there. I don't know if I'm well-deserving of being on there, but I'm greatly great for you mentioning it. Thank you.
Donovan, who's the college quarterback right now that you really enjoy watching most that you think could have a successful NFL career?
Action Jackson out of Louisville. He's definitely an exciting player, and I look forward to watching him maybe for the next year or two.
And how many times do you still think about draft day when the boos came down?
Never.
Good.
It only comes up when people bring it up. You know, it's a historic event for me and my family to be drafted number two overall. And, you know, I don't worry about anything else that happened in that day.
What does Donovan McNabb want for Christmas?
For my kids to be happy and have a healthy 2017.
Great. Listen, Donovan, thank you so much for joining us here in Chattanooga. Congratulations on your success, both as a player in the NFL and what you do now. And we can't thank you enough for joining us here on Press Row.
Thank you for having me, guys. Make sure you guys tune in to McNabb and Custer, 10 p.m. Eastern to 1 a.m.
Sounds great. Donovan, thank you so much. Donovan McNabb
thank
joining
you.
Us here on Press Row, 648-1051. We'll reopen the Hardee's Hotline. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.